Well, let's get all the finance numbers from overnight now with Lexi Metherill. Lexi, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. It's been another very rough night on global markets as investors continue to flee from risk. Very little has been spared in the latest sell-off. Stocks, oil, gold and the Australian dollar have all fallen heavily. And in an environment where investors are concerned Europe's problems could slow the world economy's powerhouse, China, a report showing an unexpected rise in jobless claims in the States last week was very unwelcome. And now the Dow Jones Industrial Average has had a technical correction after its biggest one-day fall this year. That means it's fallen 10% from its most recent high, which was in April. It's closed 3.6% or 376 points rather lower at 10,068, with every single stock on the index in the red. The broader S&P 500 index has lost almost 4% or 43 points, and the Nasdaq is down 94 points. In Europe, London's FTSE 100 is down 85 points at 5,073. Frankfurt's DAX 30 index is down 121 points, and Paris's CAC 40 has lost 79 points. Locally, the major indices lost around 70 points yesterday, and the markets are set to fall again today. The Share Price Index 200 is down 109 points at 4,208. The local dollar is at a 10-month low against the US dollar. It's buying 81.84 US cents. It's extraordinary to think that just weeks ago, it was trading above 93 US cents, and it's down against all the other major currencies as well. It's trading at 57 UK pence, 73.31 yen, and 65.51 euro cents. Spot gold is down at $1,180.67 an ounce. West Texas crude oil has had a big drop to $69.81 US a barrel. And Fran, that's this morning's market report.
Thanks very much, Alexi.